KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Officials from the Social Security Agency are in Dundee today to investigate an employee seen in video footage disrespecting and shouting at social grant beneficiaries. The clip shows the exchange at the town's SASSA office. Grant recipients are heard telling the official that she will assist them whether she likes to or not, but the woman refuses them help, telling them they can report her if they want to. The official then lunges at the clients. KZN spokesperson for SASSA is Sandy Godlwana.
Today, in the main, it will be to communicate with the clients, to communicate with the staff who are, you know, observing and who are witnessing, and obviously to communicate with the official as well, so that we get all the facts that will assist us in terms of actually taking whatever decision that we take in terms of dealing with the conduct and the behavior of the official.
Parliament says universities demanding money from NSFAS-funded students to secure accommodation should be reported. The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education brought up the issue during a press conference yesterday.
Some of the universities also ask students, go ask your parents to give you this 3,000 so that we can secure you accommodation. When a student is funded by NSFAS, the assumption must be that they don't have any money that they can pay for anything.
Chairperson Tebogo Letsia says students under the financial aid scheme shouldn't be making payments from their own pockets.
If any university wants 3,000 or 2,000 or even 1,000 to secure accommodation, that is actually criminal. They must send us emails complaining about these universities.
And Israel's security cabinet is meeting now to vote on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal that should take effect this weekend. If approved, the agreement would halt fighting and bombardment in Gaza's deadliest ever war and initiate the release of dozens of hostages held in the territory since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. Under the deal struck by Qatar, the US and Egypt, the ensuing weeks should also see the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. The lead up to today's meeting has been fraught with uncertainty, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accusing Hamas of reneging on key parts of the deal to extort last-minute concessions. The allegation has been denied by Hamas. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 this afternoon, Richards Bay 28. The top story, officials from the Social Security Agency are in Dundee today to investigate an employee seen in video footage shouting at social grant beneficiaries and treating them disrespectfully. Find the latest news at dcr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.